بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث 557. حضرت بريدة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes famine on them. Nowadays, famine has become a great problem and thousands of plans are made to save mankind from it, though most of these don't seem to work. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down punishment, no power on earth can stop it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the real problem as well as how to solve it. If we wish to remove the suffering, we will have to follow the proper solution. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has specifically described for this ummah how evil actions cause specific calamities and afflictions in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned the ummah against all such evil practices, saying, "When my ummah falls into such and such evils, they will be afflicted with calamities like violent windstorms, men being swallowed up by the earth, metamorphosis, that is, faces being transformed into evil shapes, earthquakes pelting with stones from the skies, the domination of enemies over the Muslims, plagues and fatal epidemic diseases, much bloodshed, withholding of rains, storms, the hearts being gripped with fear, the du'as of the pious not being answered, etc." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these afflictions and misfortunes 1400 years ago, together with a particular evil deed that causes each of these. The warning was given long ago, and today we are experiencing the truth of these sayings. If only we could understand the true significance of the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose heart was full of love and compassion, and who was sent as a mercy not only for the Muslims but for all mankind. Inshallah, we'll continue from there. SubhanAllah.